This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's wonderful tip: what are the excuses regarding congregational prayers and how we can remove those excuses so that we can enhance our ubudiyah, our servitude of Allah. Now, dear listeners, when we're talking about the secrets of congregational prayers, we have always said that there are many spiritual and even worldly materialistic benefits to congregational prayers. And of course, we talked about how congregational prayers really enhance our ubudiyah, our servitude of Allah. Now, we've been talking about how there are excuses that some people have and commonly have that too, when it comes to congregational prayers and attending them. Now, we're going through some of these most common excuses and really trying to null and void them so that we can go ahead and increase and enhance our ubudiyah. Now, some people regard their participation in congregational prayers as contributing to the increase in the popularity of the imam, and so they refrain from doing so without really substantiating the unjustness of the imam. So here what we're trying to say is that a person in their mind thinks that this imam is perhaps unjust. The prayer leader, the congregational leader, is unjust. And so if I join the prayers, then this means that I am supporting the leader, the congregational prayer leader, and I'm going to increase his popularity, his fame, his credentials, his clout among the people, and so then they don't come to the congregational prayers. Of course, brothers and sisters, we must always remember that we have to be absolutely sure about the unjustness of a prayer leader. And so in order to know the unjustness of the prayer leader, we need to know what are the requirements for justice when it comes to the congregational prayer leader, the imam of the prayers. And of course, one of these requirements is to prevent and not commit major sins and to not commit minor sins in a persistent manner. And now here again, this is openly known. We're not talking about unknown or perhaps they're committing sins. No, these are known openly as being viewed by someone, and only then do they fall out of being just. And so just because we think that they might be unjust and we don't want to increase their popularity, we won't go to the congregational prayers, this is in fact a wrong way of thinking and will harm our ubudiyah.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. Welcome to this segment of the program, Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I'd like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatul Raghibin, The Beseechers. My God, I seek intercession from you with you, and I seek sanctuary in you from you. I have come to you craving your beneficence, desiring your kindness, seeking water from the deluge of your graciousness, begging rain from the clouds of your bounty, requesting your good pleasure, going straight to your side, arriving at the watering place of your support, seeking exalted good things from your quarter, reaching for the presence of your beauty, wanting your face, knocking at your door, abasing myself before your mightiness and majesty. So act toward me with the forgiveness and mercy of which you are worthy. Act not toward me with the chastisement and vengeance of which I am worthy. By your mercy, O most merciful of the merciful.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now in continuation to what we were talking about, as far as some of the more common excuses brought up regarding congregational prayers and not wanting to attend them, well, we had already talked about how sometimes we think that the imam is unjust, when in reality we ourselves are being unjust because we don't know what it means to be just when it comes to the prayer leader, the imam. Now, interestingly, there are also some people who refrain from participating in congregational prayers because of the difference of their political views with that of the imam, the prayer leader, on certain subjects or figures or topics. Now, it is very interesting, but sure, everybody is entitled to an opinion. Nobody's disagreeing with that. But we should also remember that some opinions are right and some opinions are wrong. And also we must remember that opinions are very different from the truth, from facts, from reality. And now sometimes political views, of course, they might differ. But we have to remember that facts are realities on the ground, and it is facts that we must follow, not opinions. Of course, if the prayer leader is calling his opinions as facts, then there is something that isn't so right over here. Now, sometimes there is an analysis that is made based upon facts and realities on the ground. And these are different things. For example, as we said, people can have different opinions on different things, but that doesn't mean that we should not go to the congregational prayers because of these things. Now, of course, if the prayer leader is putting forth and spreading falsehood, then that takes him out of the category of being just. And yes, in that situation, we should do something about it. But if it's just opinions, that is not enough of a reason for us to not participate in congregational prayers.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
Now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Muhammad Khalfan.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa bihi nasta'in wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. One of the most beautiful sayings of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam is on optimism, which in Arabic we say husnul dhan. When a person is optimistic with regard to somebody, he is muhsinul dhan, one who does husnul dhan. With regard to Allah, how should we be? This is what Imam is trying to tell us and teach us. When we talk about husnul dhan, it's a very beautiful subject and it involves a lot of things that happen to us. Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam in this beautiful statement says, have a good opinion of Allah, for whosoever has a good opinion of Allah, he will treat him in the same way. أحسن الظن بالله فإن من حسن ظنه بالله كان الله عند ظنه. For example, if a person thinks always positive about Allah, let us say sometimes when you go to an excursion, you go out for a journey, shaitan comes. Actually, shaitan's job is to make you fearful. When you want to go, for example, from one place to another, he makes you fear that perhaps this will happen, maybe the plane will crash, maybe, for example, something will happen to your house, and so on. So he makes you confused and frightened. We are told, أحسن الظن بالله. Who has the control? The ultimate control is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So have good opinion about him. Know that Allah will rectify and make everything properly, everything smooth. And you will find that actually Allah will be with your opinion of him. This is something extremely important.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the different excuses that people have as far as not going to the congregational prayers, and we were also talking about some responses to these excuses, because as we all know, attending the congregational prayers, whether at home, at the mosque, at the Islamic Center, or even the Husayniyah, has incredible spiritual and worldly rewards, and is an excellent way to enhance our ubudiyah, our servitude of Allah. In this last segment, we talk about how some people, unfortunately, they treat the congregational prayers as a burden instead of a religious obligation or something that is so very highly recommended that it is close to being a wajib. And also, people, unfortunately, they don't stop from doing other things in order to join the Muslims in congregational prayers. So, for example, some individuals are deprived of these great rewards of attending the congregational prayer because of their socioeconomic preoccupations, such as, I don't know, going to work or, you know, some other kind of preoccupation that they have, or their daily undertakings. Perhaps they have just too much to do. It is interesting, but we should try our best. And really, at the end of the day, we should look at ourselves and analyze and think, are we really trying our best to take time out in order to go and join the congregational prayers when it is possible? So, for example, perhaps the midday prayers, Dhuhr and Asr, we can't go to congregational prayers because perhaps we are at work and it's just not feasible. The mosque is too far. But what about at the time of Maghrib and Isha? Most people are not working. They're 9 to 5 at that time. What about on the days when there are special programs and the congregational prayers are a part of that program? Do we try our best to get to the masjid, the mosque, or the Islamic center on time so that we can pray the congregational prayers? We have to realize, dear friends, that the congregational prayers are not a burden. They are a blessing, a huge blessing, and not even a blessing in disguise, because the blessings, spiritual and worldly, of congregational prayers in our ubudiyah is clear for everyone to see. So we should try our best to desist from things, to stop doing those things which impede our congregational prayers. We really need to realize the blessings of congregational prayers and do our very best to attend them whether they are in our own home, in the mosque, the masjid, the Husseiniya, or the Islamic Center, especially if we want to increase our ubudiyya, our servitude of Allah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. لبيك لك لبيك لي